In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiance streams from thy holy face, with the sound of redeeming grace. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. I'm reading from the second chapter of St. Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. Why does Luke tell us that? That the birth of Jesus came historically while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. All went up to their own town to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to a city of David called Bethlehem, because he was of a descendant of the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child, the child by the Holy Spirit. Remember, you shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. How shall this happen? The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore the child shall be called Son of God. While they were there, the time came for her to be delivered of her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. What do you think Joseph did in the manger? He cleaned it out. He cleaned it out, raked it out, because Mary was to give birth to the Son of God, and Joseph cleaned out the manger. Oh yes, he was to be born in Bethlehem, because Joseph was of the house of David. Bethlehem, the house of bread, that's what it means. House of bread. The bread of life was born in the house of bread. He who would give us his word as bread, and his body and blood as bread and drink. He was born in the house of bread. And so, this is what happens. What happens after this? In the region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Now, these shepherds are Jews, and the gospel is to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile, the kings, but to the Jew first. Then an angel of the Lord stood behind them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. I tell you, I bring you good news. A Savior has been born. We are in need of a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves by good works. We cannot save ourselves because we're Catholic. We are in need of a Savior. And the Father tells the shepherds, unto you in the city of David is born a Savior. I remember my first year after my conversion, when I was at midnight mass, and that gospel was proclaimed that a Savior was born. I wanted to get up and shout. Oh! I wanted to tell everybody, a Savior has been born. He comes as our Savior. We cannot save ourselves. He saves us from our sin. He saves us from ourselves. He saves us from the world. He saves us from the flesh. A Savior has been born.
And God sent an angel to reveal it. Whenever the angels come, the glory of God follows. The glory of God was at the meeting last night. Whenever the angels come, they bring good news about Jesus, about the Messiah, about the Savior. Jesus Christ came so that every area within you, within your life, within this world can be saved. Merry Christmas season to all of you. May the love and the peace of Christ flow over you today. May you live in celebration in this season. Know that we are saved. We are redeemed. We are healed. That God sent Jesus in the world for you, and for Father. And it's our job to carry out the will of God, as did Jesus Christ, but to rejoice and to celebrate and to love God. Because as we love God, He reciprocates His love in us, to us, and through us.
I remember Sister Seraphim, a contemplative nun. She said, the first thing that happened to my life, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Yeah. What about you? He's your Savior. He's the Savior of my soul. Jesus, Jesus, He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. Jesus, 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 He's the Savior of my soul. He's the Savior of my soul. Is He your Savior? Have you given Him your life? Have you surrendered your life to Him? Oh yes, He comes as a little baby, so innocent, so wanting in the protection of Mary and Joseph. This is God. This is God. This is God and man. Why did He have to be God? I'm going to tell you why. Because our sin was against an infinite God, and it was an infinite sin. And why did He have to be man? Because man sinned. And so God absorbs the sin on the cross of Jesus Christ. And man is the one who brings salvation through the cross of Jesus Christ, both God and man. We need a Savior, and the Savior is Jesus. There is no other Savior. In John 1:20, it says, I am not the Messiah. Oh no, I am not the Messiah. Sometimes we can start thinking that we can do this and we can do that, but we can't do anything without the help of Jesus. We can't do anything without the help of Jesus.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But with Jesus, that divine river from heaven can flow into you. That living water of life can support you, can nourish you. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to nourish us and give us the fruit of this Spirit, love, joy, peace, that we can be a little Christ in this world. Jesus came to set a model of how we are to walk. Jesus came to set a model of how we are to act. And we have no holiness within ourselves. But when we give it all to Jesus, when we take him as our Savior, when we take him as our healer, when we take him as our lover, our companion, he puts his divine life into you. He puts his divine attributes into you. He puts his divine characteristics into you. He puts his divine power into you. He makes you a little Christ. You are a little Christ, not because of anything we can do, but because God the Father gave us a gift of his Son, Jesus Christ.
And it is the greatest gift of Christmas. Christmas is not about gifts, not about trees, not about lights. Christmas is about Jesus, the birth of the Savior, born for us so that we might have salvation. This is the only child that was born to die. He was born to die. We, when we have children, are not born to die, but we're born to live everlasting life through Jesus Christ. This child was born to die so that we might have salvation. And the angel said, "This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." Amen. We need to praise God for the Son of God. We need to say, "Thank you, Jesus." We need to say, "Thank you, Father. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world, you and I, might be saved through him."
And we're living in divine union with heaven. You're living in divine union with heaven. Do we join in with the angels and the choirs of angels? Are we doing what the angels are doing? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. You know, the angels, they only do the will of God, the good angels. So can we do what they do and praise God, love God? You know, as we praise and worship Jesus, the angels come and they inhabit our praises. The angels want to be around and they want to be surrounded by people who love what they love. And what do the angels love? Only one thing. They love God. They love Jesus. They love the Holy Spirit. They love the Trinity. We are called to be like angels upon this earth because the angels are always in the presence of God. So they're filled with the glory of God. The angels carry the word of God and the message of God. Are we only speaking God's word? What is being released from heaven should be only being what is released from our lips. That the good news that Jesus came to save the world, to set you free, that God gave us a Savior. Rejoice.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem to see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. They went with haste. They didn't say, well, you know what? We saw an angel. He told us good news about a Savior, about the Messiah. And we're just going to take our time to go to the manger. Oh, no. They went with haste. We need to go with haste to meet Jesus. We need to go with haste to proclaim Jesus. We need to go in haste to accept Him as our Savior and our Lord. We need to go in haste to the crib. Do you have a crib in your house? Is it there for you to remember? I have a physical therapist, and he said, where is the baby? Because the crib is set up. And I said, oh, he's not born yet. We put him in the manger on Christmas. He says, I've been thinking about that you've been talking about putting the baby back in the manger on Christmas Day because he's not been born yet.
With haste, we should be stampeding into the church to receive the Eucharist, to get Jesus. We should be running to the Lord, running to Jesus. Psalm 100, verse 2. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart return His joy. And dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. And heaven and earth will claim. And heaven and earth proclaim. Yes, joy to the world. The Savior is born. Salvation has been won by the crucified, risen Savior. You know, we must never have the manger overshadow the cross. The cross overshadows the manger. When I was in Winthrop, we had the big cross in the yard, and the manger was underneath the cross. That this child again was the only child born to die for our sins, so that we would go to heaven, so that we would become the children of God. People wonder, why are we children of God? Because He bled for us, because He rose for us, because He was born for us. Do you know that Jesus was born for you and that He has a plan for your life? Do you know that He wants to rescue you because He's a Savior? When I was drowning in the ocean, I needed a Savior, and someone came and saved me. And saved me from the drowning. It was a lifeguard. We're all drowning without Jesus. We need a Savior, and the Savior will save us, and He will give us His grace. He will give us His life. He will give us His Holy Spirit.
To be saved, we need to know there's a Savior. To be healed, we need to know there's a healer. To be loved, we need to know there's a lover of our soul. Whatever you need, Jesus is that for you. And Jesus wants to unlock all of His attributes for you. Jesus is whatever you need. Jesus is everything. Jesus is the only thing. Jesus can do everything for you. Nothing of this world can do anything for you. Even when Jesus may use someone of this world or something of this world to help you, it's still Jesus. It's still Jesus. When I receive anything from anyone, I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Not thank you to that person for being obedient. But every gift comes from Jesus. Every good gift comes from the Father of light. It all comes from God, and we want to thank God for everything. We want to see God in everything. We want to see God in everyone. We just want to praise God, and God wants to open up this one-on-one in one-on-one relationship with you this Christmas season, where you're walking in this world where it's only you and God, as Adam walked with God in the cool of the day. And you see the Lord in every single person, but you see the Lord first, and you realize that it's really you and God, and you love God first. And because you love God so much, that love of God spills out of you, that you can't help but to love all his creation, all of his creatures, all the people of God. Not only the people, the animals, the nature, the houses, everything of this world. Because when you realize that everything in this world is a gift for you from God, how can you not be grateful? But you got to start with the greatest gift, to love with all your heart first. And that's Jesus, the Christ child.
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Shepherds said, "Angels appeared to us, told us that a Savior was born in Bethlehem, and that he was lying in a manger, and that he was with his mother and Joseph. The angel came. Oh, how we need to be evangelists like that angel. We need to tell people that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ has come. Go tell it on a mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord."
The angels always come before Jesus. Before Jesus shows up, the angels prepare the way for him. And they carry the atmosphere of heaven. They carry the glory of God. The angels are ministering spirits for those to inherit salvation. Jesus gave us the angels so that they can help us make him known, so that they can help us do the works of God. It's like Jesus is the doctor, but he gave us the angels to be the nurses.
We are needed. We are in need of the angelic. I have a friend of mine who's a priest who doesn't believe in angels. Yeah. But you want to know what? One day he fell asleep in his car while he was driving, and he heard this beautiful music that woke him up. I said, "You know who woke you up?" He said, "Who?" I said, "The angels that you don't believe in, they woke you up." He said, "Well, I still don't believe in angels." He says, "I believe in God. That's God that did this." Yes, God did it through his angels. Why does God work through his angels? Because that's his will. And we need to say, "Yes, Lord, if you want to work through an angel, work through the angel. If you want to work through me today, work through me today. If you want to work through a jackass, work through the jackass. Work through whatever you want to work through." And the shepherds, they all were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words in her heart. Mary treasured all these words in her heart. She's the great contemplative who remembers what happened in the manger, that shepherds came. They were Jews, that they came to see Messiah, that they came to see the newborn child, that they came to see God with us.
Do we treasure every word of God, everything God has told us, promised us in our heart? Mary's the blueprint of how to love Jesus, how to be the perfect created being. Created. Jesus gave us his mother as an archetype. We thank you, Mary, for your yes. We thank you, God, for giving us Mary. We thank you, God, for giving us the angels. We thank you, God, for giving us this world, this day, our family. We thank you for giving us your son, Jesus Christ. We want to just thank God this Christmas season. We want to see God today and every day in our, we want to see God in our family members, even the ones we have a tough time with. We want to shine bright with the light of Christ. We want to radiate the love of God. We want to illuminate the rooms we walk into, not with our light, with the Taboric light, with the light of the Holy Spirit, that you were created to be the light of the world, that Jesus is the Savior, but he wants to use you to save those around you. He wants to use you to release the kingdom of God within people. He wants to use you to fill people with the love of God. This Christmas, go with haste to the church. Go with haste to Jesus. Go with haste into the kingdom of God.
For without faith, it's impossible to please God. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and all they had seen as it had been told to them. The story of the birth of Jesus is the story of salvation, that he comes as a child to save us on the cross. Oh yes, I want to wish each one of you, Anthony and I, a very blessed Christmas and an octave of Christmas. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the name of the infant Jesus. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.